All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm bringing you some Lust Academy, so let's go ahead and get started. How could it not be when Saturday begins with a boat ride? And the weather, as always, is great. Everyone seems to be on board already. The boat's about to sail. Oh yeah, I love a little breeze in my face. All right, Dale, get ready. I'm on my way. I'm about to see all the beauties of Daletown. I just have to get past these stairs and I'm in the main square. I still have to decide what to do. I could sign up for a massage, but it's so early. Maybe Gordon's store has something interesting in stock. The Chomsky shop, that's where I'm going. Perhaps Gordon will make an offer for me to go fishing to make money. But I'm not sure if it's worth wasting such a good day fishing. Hey Gordon, how's life? How's business? Oh, it's going pretty good. I see Leonhardt won again. Congratulations. Thanks, man. Is it just me or are you looking a little down today? Yeah, I am. My daughter's been whimpering for 2 days, upset about something. Maybe it's those pictures in the paper. I don't know. It's sad to look at her. Maybe I can try to cheer her up? Maybe. There's an idea. In any case, you couldn't do any worse. Go for it. Willow, honey, there's someone here to see you. Hello, Willow. Grim? What's going on? I can see literal tears in her eyes. You look frustrated. What's the matter? Well, things could be better. It's not that bad, but share it with me, baby. You can tell me it. You can tell me just anything. Okay? The article will be up tomorrow on the front page of our local newspaper. The article? Yes, about the Chomsky shop. We agreed to release it about 2 months ago, and only now they're actually gonna do it. My congratulations. That's not how you say that. And what's the problem then? They want to put my photo there, but all the pictures that were taken, they're just horrible. I can't even imagine everybody seeing them, including you. Yeah, that sucks. Have you tried talking to them? They're not supposed to ignore your concerns. They have no time and no photographer for new photos. The chief editor just shrugged her shoulders. We could do nothing, baby girl. What a bitch. Don't worry, there's still time. I'm sure we can come up with something. We can't give up yet. Maybe I can take some photos of you, Willow. And we'll choose the best one together. What do you think? Are you serious or just kidding? Do I look like a kidder? I can't believe that's really happening. I'd be so grateful to you, Grim. Do you have a good camera? Daddy has a camera. He bought it for the Fish Pies photo exhibition. Okay. So what are we waiting for? Let's go and do it. Whoa. We'll have an adventure. The breeze feels so wonderful. It's so nice outside. Grim, let's take some photos right in front of the shop. Yep. Give me a second to set up the camera. So how should I pose? Something like that? What happened to your face, honey? Do you want to give me your best serious face? No, I... All that you need to do is lift your head up and smile. Just relax, okay? You look adorable, sweetie. That's it. Yeah, that is a nice pose. That's what we need. Don't think about the camera. Just look at me and smile. That's not great. Like that? Yeah, exactly. Hee, that's good. Phew! I applaud you. You're a very, very fast learner, Willow. These photos are amazing. Only look at this one. Wow, who is this pretty girl? Is it even me? That can't be true. Sure is. I can't believe it. Thanks, Grim. I'm so grateful to you. I don't know what I would have done without you. I owe you one. Oh, Willow, it's nothing. I'm glad I could help you. I only hope that you'll visit us more often. You're always welcome. I'll remember it, hee-hee. By the way, do you like coffee? Of course, I can't live without it. Then you should ask me out on a date to Achi's Cafe sometime. It just reopened around the corner from the hotel. The coffee there is very good. Thanks for the tip. I'll keep an eye out. Good luck with that. You gotta date the fairy girl? Before Willow said that, I didn't realize how much I wanted coffee. But now it's all I can think about. Let's see where she was asking for a date. since Coffee Hut. What a nice cozy alley. Why didn't I look here before? Coffee Hut? That must be what she was talking about. Well, let's see what the local cafe has to offer. Wow, y'all, did you guys see that? Yeah, there she is. What is it, Haley Ranger? Or Hermione Granger, whatever you want to say. And this cafe looks pretty cozy. Well, I like that. And the barista, by the looks of it, is pretty friendly. Welcome to Coffee Hut. My name is Achi, and I'm your barista today. Can I give you a hint? A hint? A hint of what? Hi, actually, I'm just looking around. You haven't been here before, have you? I would have remembered. It's my first time here. I thought you just opened recently. It's actually the oldest coffee shop in town, but we've been renovating it for a long time. The old place had become unusable. Old and dilapidated? Pretty much. Somebody decided to brew coffee with boom beans, and, well, we had to rebuild. What happens if you brew coffee with boom beans? I just started studying magic here at Cordell. Oh, so you're a Cordell student. That's wonderful. Always a pleasure to meet future magicians. Boom beans explode and burn when heated if not processed. So there you have it. So why would anyone add them to their coffee? Huh, well, I wish I knew. But there's no way to ask him anymore. That sounded kind of threatening. In a magical world, even working in a cafe can be dangerous. Anyway, we're now open again and Cordell students are always welcome.
Good to know.
I'll be sure to check in on you guys. I'll take you up on that. I always need customers. It's a pleasure to meet you. Is that Sam and Audrey sitting at that table over there? Yeah, your crew's been here, Grim. And I kept wondering where they were going on weekends. And look at them. Laughing at something that hard? I'm sure they wouldn't mind me joining them. Hello. Grim, it's really surprising to see you here. Do you want to come sit with us? Only if Audrey's okay with that. I'm in a good mood, dummy. So make yourself comfortable. Good start. What are you drinking? Pumpkin latte. Smells so spicy. To tell the truth, I've been watching you a little bit. You look like a guy who likes to peek. Audrey. And now I'm wondering what you were laughing at before I came over. What made you laugh that hard? Ha ha ha. We were just remembering our freshman year. All these new people, first impressions, emotions, and parties. We had a lot of fun. Freshman year is what college is all about. Only freshman year? First year is the best time to gain the most amazing experiences of student life. Having experienced it, people usually become more serious and more boring. Take more responsibilities and duties. So this year is the best time of my life? It's supposed to be. And I've never been to a party here. That's your own fault. During our first year, there were lots of hangouts, but only because we organized them and gathered people together. Once we even invited professors to spend time with us. Are you serious? Did any of them ever show up? I think that they took it more as a joke. And even if they wanted to come, they were too afraid to damage their reputation. Stop, maybe I'm mistaken, but I remember Victoria at one of our parties. Oh God, you're right. She did come to one. How could I forget that? What? Victoria? Yes, and she was pretty cool. Slipping her sex on the beach and talking. How in reality, sex on the beach can be the worst idea ever. Even I was drooling over her that time. Wow, I really am missing out. What's stopping you? You can talk to Lily or Haley about organizing a party. I'm sure they'll be happy to help you. Lily? Maybe. Haley? It's doubtful. But it's worth a shot. And you can always ask Audrey and me if you have any organizational questions. Great! This is exciting. I can't wait to start planning. Just try to keep your enthusiasm in check for the moment until we get back to Cordell. Ha ha ha, that's not a problem. I think it's time for us to go, Sam. Already? Yep, our friends are waiting for us. Okay, come along then. I'll get going too. There's a lot of places to see here still. Good luck then. It was nice seeing you, Grim. See ya. They aren't really in a hurry to pack up and leave. Maybe they just wanted to get rid of me fast. That's okay. I've got a lot to do too. Especially since I wanted to sign up for a massage. Yeah, it's time to go to the spa. Something interesting always happens to me there. And a sore leg could use some professional care. Although I'm much more interested in seeing how far I can go with the masseuse. Let's see if I can get a spicy massage from her. Hey, a little more time and I'll become your regular visitor. It's just wonderful. We're very pleased with the quality of our massage. Makes you come back again and again. If only it makes me come again. Then go to the familiar room. How nice to be here again. Hey, glad to see you. How are you? I feel noticeable improvements. And my back doesn't hurt at all. However, there's still a lot of stress and tension in different parts of the body, which needs to be removed. But I think you can handle it. I wonder what she's thinking about. Is she blushing? Yes, today we'll work on it. Get undressed, I'll come soon. Today I'll give you a relaxing massage, just what I need. It will help to remove muscle cramps and bring you overall relaxation. I also advise you to let all thoughts out of your head. After all, our thoughts are strongly connected with the language and position of our body. The presence of worries and fears always prevents the body from relaxing completely. Usually during such a massage, I offer customers a special mask, which allows them to fall into a dream. I guess. If you don't mind, then I'll also use it on you. Oh, sure. How gentle her skin is. Forget everything that can worry you. Man, the English is really broken here. I want to make our session as productive as possible. Just amazing. Your touches put me into a hypnotic state. You have magic fingers. Very skillful. Not all hands can do that. Ugh, thanks. Today she has less initiative than last time. She's behaving like nothing happened. Maybe she's just very shy. However, her shyness didn't stop her from groping me during our last time and whispering all sorts of stuff in my ear. Things in my ear, we'll say that. And how do I relax and let all thoughts out if everything is so confusing? Maybe she's waiting for me to make a move. Wanted me to be more active. Oh, and what other types of massage do you offer? There's many. Literally anything you could imagine. I can think of something. Sports, hot stone, aromatherapy, honey. And what do you find particularly interesting? Dick? Maybe there's something even more relaxing. Massages with an energy exchange. Like, for example, erotic. Dick? There's no such thing in our catalog, but you can talk with the masseur personally. Tell more about the form of massage that you'd like to try. And the massage therapist may agree if the proposal is interesting. How deftly she answers. Would you personally be interested in a session of such a massage? Good Lord, that's a lot of... Would you personally be interested in this kind of massage session? Now I'm already finishing the relaxing massage. We can discuss it next time if you decide to visit us again. So now it will hurt, but the relaxation of the whole body will come. Just saying. Oh, in the mask all sensations seem to be so new. Oh my God. At the end of the relaxing massage, I always stimulate one point, which removes all cramps. Quite painful, don't you think so? Just unbelievable. So that's all? I hope you enjoy it. Regarding the details of our next session, I'll think about your offer. It's time for me to go. See ya! Have a nice evening. And again, she runs away. Eh, I don't want to get up. A little more and I'll just fall asleep. Do you already want to leave? Or maybe you'll stay? For a little bit. I only want to give you some pleasure. Some more relaxation. Just don't remove the mask. How do you feel in it? Very unusual. It's very exciting. Such a charming atmosphere here, right? Well, damn. I mean, his dick is just at attention. Very intimate. Very pleasant smell, right? Do you like it? Oh! Something flowery and suffocatingly sweet, yes? You're so ready. The atmosphere really helps. That it does. I do like redheads though, especially with freckles. So big and hard. Oh my god, that's amazing. Ah, just don't stop. I'll finish soon. What are you doing with me? Ugh. See you soon, honey. Leaving so soon? Wait, what the hell? I'm sure that wasn't a dream. Something strange is going on. But nothing stays buried forever. Could have sworn I just got jerked off. But my dick still got a boner. How in the world does your dick still have a boner? You have a boner. If your dick's got a boner, then I don't know what's going on. Well, I guess it would technically make sense. Well, I know a place in this town that can fix that problem. Must have gotten late in the evening during the massage, so the club should be open. That's where I'll go. And yet, it's a strange place. Someday I'll solve the mystery of this spa, and hopefully in better English. And fuck that naughty masseuse for good. The evening breeze has a nice chill. Maybe I should take a walk in the streets and get some air. No, that's nonsense. I have a club and girls waiting for me. Nonsense, I say. Who knows? Maybe tonight I can win Adele's heart. She's been letting me know she likes me. Or does she flirt that way with all the visitors? Brah, she flirts that way with all the visitors. Tonight I'm not here for the stripping. Or the drinks. I'm aiming for the grand prize of the place. Especially since Adele herself hinted that she was attracted to me. Welcome to Lady Luck. Welcome to the Lady Luck, honey. It's nice to see you. It's nice to see you, too. To tell you the truth, I was hoping to talk to you. Talk? Interesting, I'm listening. I think I know why your establishment might be losing profits. I've done extensive research based on personal experience. I've come to the conclusion that none of your dancers are doing well. I don't get it. The girls are very talented. There's no doubt about it, but the burden's too much for them. They have to excite guys who have seen a real goddess before. You! Me? What do you mean? That, I haven't seen a prettier girl around here. No one's even close. Fuck the club, would you like to go on a date with me? Oh, not many people have the courage to ask me out. It's been a long time since. It's hard to believe anyone could resist, honestly. Huh? Stop getting me all worked up. Since you have the nerve to ask me out, I agree. Whoa, really? I thought you were gonna blow me off. I still could, so don't overdo it. Okay, where should we go? Take your time, I'm at work, actually. Why don't we go out for coffee to the new cafe? It's a deal. I'll meet you there. In the meantime, have a good time at the club. Thank you, see you at the cafe. By the way, Vanessa bragged that she's getting better at making Bloody Marys. Since you have the nerve to ask me out, sounds like fun. Can I buy you a drink? Thanks, honey, but I don't drink at work, although you should have one. You're right, that's where I'm going. Bloody Mary, I want it. But can you replace tomato juice with vampire blood? Oh man, you don't understand what you're talking about. I've already said I'm not gonna do that. Life of a vampire is a great gift and a curse. Come on, I'm just kidding. God, I can admire the view of these legs forever. Tights are so sexy. That's not funny, mate. Here you are. Oh, almost forgot that I should be careful with alcohol. What? Why? I need to be alert. Don't have enough blood in my body if I want to deal with you. Especially considering your methods. Methods? You're a liar. What? You asked me for dinner, but didn't mention that you're gonna drink my blood. You're so touchy. I really wanted to have dinner with you. But I couldn't handle my desire. It's just unbearable. Uh-huh. Listen, we can have dinner today. My shift is over. Do you really want to, or just feeling guilty? I do feel guilty, but that doesn't mean I don't want to spend the evening with you. What do you think? Well, what are we doing? We got Adele and we got the vampire chick. They're like, you want to get either of them? Can we get both? How does this work? Okay, let's do it tonight. Great. Let's take this table. Just perfect. And not too loud. I love it. Oh, nice to see you together. What do you want to order? Do you have sushi? Yes, the most delicious sushi in Dale. For me too, then. Excellent. I swear the food here is amazing. Very multifunctional place, I must say. Ha ha ha. That's true. By the way, what brings you here? Oh, that's my favorite song. Let's dance for a while. I bet you look great on the dance floor. I'm in. Oh, God. These moves. Feels like I can't even breathe. Come on, don't just stand like that. I just lost my train of thought. Wow. I can't imagine my life without dance. Yoo-hoo. It's so pleasant to feel young and free right here and right now. I'm really happy. Phew, feeling good. We made it. And what were we talking about? About the reasons that hold you here. Convenience and comfort, I'd say. What do you mean? Since I'm a vampire, there's always a need to meet new people in order to be fed. Or I can go insane. And the place behind the bar is just perfect. I can easily earn people's trust every time. The way it was with me? Kind of. But it's something different with you. I've never had a real dinner with my victims. You're the first. Well, I'll take it as a compliment then. So it's the only reason? No, of course not. Bon appetit. Looks really nice. Oh, she does have sushi. In general, I just like to make drinks. Man, I could fucking go for some sushi right now. You can always... I haven't had sushi in a long fucking time. I need to fucking find an excuse to go to the damn sushi place. You can always come up with something interesting. And the atmosphere in the club constantly hanging out. I just feel like myself here. I understand. It seems like you really have your place here. But there's no possibility to go to the VIP room with you, am I right? I don't go to the VIP. And I also don't have dinner with guests. But as you can see, all you need is to make an effort. I'll remember it. Thanks for the company. I really enjoyed it. Me too. Hope to see you later. There's no other option for you, haha. Bye-bye. Or bye-bye. Yeah, we got it. Okay. Conversation with Vanessa was interesting. But I didn't come here for that. Which of the hotties do I want to look at tonight? On the other hand, now I feel kind of uncomfortable watching a striptease in front of Adele. Maybe I should just blow it off and go to bed. Yeah, I think I've had enough spectacle tonight. I don't know. Was it Lucy last time? Oh, hold on. I can't go back. Sure can't. No, it's not letting me go back. Wow. Okay. So, hold on. No. Gotta hit load. Alright, hold on. We're gonna go back through this real quick. It won't take too long. Just bear with me. Alright. So I think we did Sadira already, but did we do Lucy? Looks like she's waiting for an audience. Well, here I am. She looks so young, yet so experienced. She moves her hips like... Okay, she moves her hips like Shakira. Makes me want to speak Spanish. Which is strange, because Lucy sounds like a French name. She looks French. And astonishing. I'll say. Oh, yes. Show me that ass. She looks perfect. Just like that, baby. Let me have a good look. Now let me see your pretty face again. When she looks at me like this, I feel like I'm the only man in the world. I wonder if they train them to look at men like that. Yeah, I bet they do. Each time she leans towards me, I feel warmth. I think I've earned her attention. It looks like she's coming to me. Hi there, handsome. Yeah, they definitely know how to work with a client. Hey, you look like you know how to have some fun, but I see in your eyes that you think too much. Just enjoy the view and don't think too much, alright? Alright. Wow. She moves so natural. Are there people born with a natural talent for striptease? Maybe. If so, she's surely one of them. Hey. Yes? What's your name, handsome? Call me Grim. I love how it sounds. I knew I'd like you. How so? You make me tremble when I look at you. I wonder what I'd feel when you touch me. We can find out. I'd love that. We can't do that here. I see what you're talking about. I think I'll pass, baby. I'll try your French buns next time. Your choice. But you have no idea what you're missing. That's okay. I'll have time to catch up. You know why I did that, right? Yes, the beds here are not as soft as in Cordale. Well, hold on. Let's go with a VIP. Let's take this conversation to the VIP lounge. Oh, mon chéri, I'm all yours. Take me there, baby. You have to talk to Dell about booking me for VIP lounge, babe. I'll be waiting for you. I adore how Lucy moves on the pole, but I hope there's something more on the menu. Wow, what a move. She's so sexy. Oh yes, that look again. Like I'm the only man in the world. And those little breasts, breathtaking. Just like that. She likes to touch her nipples. I can sense how turned on she gets each time she touches them. She's gonna take those off. It's about time. Oh la la. Hello again. Do you like the show, baby? I'm not sure. Is that all you've got? Let's see how nice this place is to VIP customers. No, silly, it was just a warm-up, was it? Sure. I'm here to make sure you're pleased. Just relax and enjoy it. She seems to be ready to take things to another level. I like this attitude. Now we're gonna have some fun. What do you want to do today, honey? Nothing today. Jerk me off or I won't lap dance. Man, that would be a bitch, right? No, nothing. Nothing. Let's just do the lap dance. Let's have some fun then. I want it so bad, but I have something interesting for you. I hope you'll like it. Can you wait for a while? Please, I won't be long. And you'll be pleasantly surprised. Hmm? Oh, Lucy, I could never say no to you. Okay, I'm not going anywhere. I promise, baby. What does she want today? The suspense is killing me. Anyway, I'm sure that it's worth the wait. Just look at the gorgeous view. We weren't going to do another jack-off because it already happened at the massage parlor. Man, all these women are just wanting to jack you off, right? Shit. Just look at this gorgeous view. God is definitely a woman. There's no other way. Phew! What's taking her so long? I can't wait any longer. Here am I! Here am I! It's supposed to be here I am! Hope you don't get bored. I can't imagine getting bored in your company, but I missed you, really. Tights, that's something new. Looks great on you. It's everything. Oh, how beautiful you are, Lucy. Pure beauty. So warm and soft. It's easy to lose control when I look at these curves. Oh, God. Interesting sensation. A huge turn on. I'm getting wetter and wetter from your touching. I want to be closer to you. It's so mutual. The feeling is mutual, Lucy. Do you like my butt? Oh, yes. You have a great booty, as long as you don't, have to release any gases, we'll be fine. You like my butt? Oh, sorry about that. It's like, good Lord! Lady, what'd you eat? Just the perfect form. Thanks. And how you move your hips. Awesome. Wow. What a view! Oh! I can see you're trembling with excitement. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. I want to move for you. I want to rub my pussy on your cock. To feel it getting hard. If you want it, then you get it. You make me feel so horny. They could have said that so many different ways. Better. Oh! It's so nice to think about my body turning you on. I want to see your dick closer. God! So massive! I can't even imagine what I can experience using this toy. Oh! Whoa! Oh! Yes, just like that! I think I'm in love with your dick. It's the biggest turn-on. How fast do you think my pussy can make you come? I can barely control myself with you! Oh! I'm so close, Lucy! Keep moving your ass, bitch! Yes! Okay, so we got some camera angles, guys. I like that fucking camera angle. Look at her face. I dig that. That's pretty good, too. Almost like a softcore angle. Almost. Again, I really like her facial expression there. It doesn't look creepy or anything. It looks more natural. Okay. I never felt this way before. And watching this bitch's pussy rubbing around my dick, an absolute pleasure. You flow like a slut. Mmm. It's so amazing to feel your every dirty hole. I think I'm gonna cum. My skin wants to feel your cum. Oh, fuck. Mmm-hmm. Just unbelievable. So warm. Whoa. It's pleasant to feel it flowing. What a little bitch. Just inexpressible. Alright, that is weird. Do you say that to all your clients? To tell you the truth, not really. Nice to hear it. I haven't felt something like that with anyone else for a long time. Hope you visit us often. We'll see, baby. Okay, don't fall in love with a stripper. Yes, the beds here are not as soft as in Cordale. On the other hand, what do I want? It's free. Okay, it's time to go. I don't want to lie in bed on my last day in Dale. Good morning, Mina. Hello, Grim. What are your plans for today? I'll have coffee at Aki's and then we'll see. Bye. Well, I'm gonna go fuck this bitch, and this one, and this one, and this one over here, and that one there, and... Oh, my Grim! That sounds like quite a day! I can't believe my luck. Familiar face. I was just wondering where Lily would go on weekends, and here she is. Lily seems to be having a great time. Haley would definitely appreciate a book and coffee. I hope my company will only make her day better. Hey, Lily. Why would we say Haley there? Should be Lily there. Hey, Lily. Grim, hi there. It's good to see ya. Will you keep me company? Sure. How's your weekend going? Enjoying a book? Decided to try coffee at a new place. I love it. Thought I'd sit in Lustagram while I drank, but my phone ran out of juice. So desperately trying to find the fun in science fiction. Oh no, I'm forced to compete with science fiction. I don't seem to have a chance. I like that. I'm gonna go. I'll get out of your way. Don't say that. Stay here. I'm glad to have your company. She got all excited. I guess I'm more interesting than her book. Come on, I was just kidding. You better tell me. What are your plans for the rest of the weekend? Why? Do you want to ask me out? Maybe I do. Maybe some other time. I already made an appointment for a spa treatment. And my sister's passing through Dale on a business trip. She works as a detective for the Ministry of Magic. So I'll be hanging out with her. That's cool. I didn't even know you had a sister. Detective. Wow, is she investigating something here? Mm-hmm. That's a good question. But even if I knew, I couldn't tell you. By the way, what time is it? It's almost 1:00. Why? And it's only a day and a half. Oh no, I'm late for Faith's appointment. I hope my reservation doesn't go down. It was nice to see you, Grim, but I gotta run. Bye-bye. I wonder if that kind of weird stuff happens to Lily at the spa. Or was that masseuse only attracted to me? Oh, crap. I got so caught up with Lily, I forgot I had a date with Adele. She's probably already waiting for me inside. Is she gonna sing? There's Adele, just like we agreed. Ooh, I was worried she wasn't coming. Let's see how strip club hostesses behave in real life. Even a loose jacket can't completely hide her gorgeous breasts from the world. She looks nice. Hi there. I've been waiting for you. I'm sorry. I'm not in Dale that often. I wasn't sure which cafe we were talking about. It's okay. I'd like to stop by this place before my shift's at the club. It's always nice to talk to Achi. He makes great coffee, too. So you're not from around here, huh? Yeah, I go to Cordale. I'm gonna be a magician. I come here on weekends when our house wins the competition. So that's it. Yeah, I've heard of that tradition. I've never been to Cordale, but the castle looks beautiful from afar. I've already ordered everything for us. You don't mind, do you? Of course not, but I'm paying. I insist. Are you sure? That's very gentlemanly, but you're a student. Hey, I asked you out. Let me woo you. Okay, well... How is it that the only gallant cavalier in town is a college student from out of town? Not to mention that you're the only one brave enough to ask me out. The nerve of the town takes a toll. All the more reason I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't try to get to know you better. Am I interrupting? Your order's ready. Of course not. You're always welcome. Mmm. This is delicious. Achi, you've outdone yourself. Tell me, what's your secret? It's simple. A pinch of dragon salt and homemade caramel. I'll have to remember that. Thank you, sweetie. She's so friendly and outgoing and so unusual. Even Achi is embarrassed, I think. What are you waiting for? Try it. Shit, you're right. This is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. Hee hee, I told you. This place energizes me for the day, and it's delicious. So I lost my athletic scholarship. Oh, did I hit the jackpot, both wizard and athlete? And so cute. Is she so relaxed that I can hear her thoughts? Everything seems to be going well. Oh, we've been sitting here too long. I confess, I didn't expect anything good from the state. But you pleasantly surprised me, Grim. Alas, I have to run. The club opening's coming up. I had a great time too, Adele. You're incredible. Maybe you'd like to do it again sometime. Oh, second date? It's been a while since I've gotten this far with someone. But why not? I had fun tonight. Okay, I'm in. Tonight? Today? I have to go. Do you want to press your luck? I don't know if I should press my luck. I'm going to try this and see what it says. Adele! Wait, don't go so fast. It's only the first date, mate. I don't want it to end so quickly. How about a kiss goodbye? You weren't kidding about the chutzpah, were you? Well, okay. Well, that works. Her lips are still sweet from her coffee and caramel. Would have spent the whole day without taking my eyes off of them. Man, she's definitely, she's got some junk in the trunk there. That's better. All right, that's it for you, cowboy. I had fun, I really did. But I gotta run. I'll see you later. Oddly enough, the date went great. I don't know what I expected, but Adele turned out to be a very simple and nice girl. Well, I don't have much time left before the ship arrives. It's a good time to walk down the walkway and take in the views from the observation deck. Huh, I'm not the only one who seems to have genius ideas. I wouldn't mistake this girl for anyone else. Haley seems to be enjoying the views, too. Man, she's been standing there for a long time now. Well, I couldn't ask for better company. Hope she thinks the same of me. And here she is, the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I'm wondering what she's thinking while enjoying this amazing view. Dreaming of something? Walking down memory lane? It's too difficult to guess her thoughts. They always remain a mystery for me. Whoa! Perfect timing for the wind to blow. Such pretty little panties, Haley. What else are you hiding under your dress? Oh, wow, she's singing lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. You sing beautifully, Haley. But this song is definitely too depressing. Grim? I didn't know you were standing there all this time. I've been watching you for a while, actually. Sorry for that. Everything's fine. I don't mind. Would you take a seat on the bench? On the bench? Okay, sure. It's much more comfortable. Why are you upset, baby? I'm not upset. You just caught me in a reflective mood. I know what might cheer you up. I spoke to Miss Lapice today and asked her to recommend a book to me. Victoria was a little busy, so she advised me to ask you. In her words, Haley knows the topic to perfection as well as I do. She also praised you for your good work. And mentioned that it's a great joy to have such a student as you. What? Phew. It's really nice to hear. Hee hee hee. Do you want to grab some coffee? That'd be wonderful, Grim. Wait a second then. By the way, you already met Achi? He's working as a barista here. Oh yes. He seems very nice. I fully agree. But we haven't talked that much. Here's your coffee, sweetie. I got you a little latte with almond syrup. Or rather, I got you a latte with almond syrup. Man, you're drinking a lot of coffee. How you gonna sleep? I love your choice. Thank you. Just because there's a coffee shop doesn't mean you have to drink coffee with every girl. It's 8 in the morning and I'm wide awake! I've wanted to ask you something for a long time. Have you always been a straight-A student? It seems that you have a burning desire to study and learn something new. My parents have some very strong opinions about their daughter's future. Hey, by the way, guys, you know that it's been scientifically proven that when you drink caffeine, it stays in your body for 12 hours. Like, you may not feel the full force of it, but it's still there. So my parents have some very strong opinions about their daughter's future. They're really pedantic and demanding. Plus, they're both PhDs, so they always wanted me to be a top student. I've been homeschooled for a long time. Then in high school, I started to participate in student life. But even there, they monitored my progress. They yelled at me if I wasn't able to get all A's. Oh, I guess it was really tough, right? It's a miracle that you haven't lost your mind. I think it was magic which gave meaning to my life. It was my biggest inspiration, to tell you the truth. A surprising and unknown world where everything is different. I know exactly how you feel. I understand you so well, Haley. It's like the driving force that fills you with strong emotions and focus. Exactly. Oh, God. What's happened? I've completely lost track of time. We're late for the ship to Cordale. Crap, really? Yeah, let's go. I can't believe we almost missed the boat. Can you imagine how mad Jacob would be if we weren't on the boat? Come on, we got there just in about time. Just in about time? Oh, stop it, you. It was already starting to sail away when we got in. I haven't noticed you make time pass so quickly. Could you not make me blush? Why don't you tell me about your weekend instead? Well, spent the rest of the trip telling Haley about Willow's photo shoot. Welcome back, students. It's getting late, so please head to your campus and get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow's classes will require a lot of energy from you, so don't stay up all night. Okay, we are done. So we did an entire trip to Cordale. This is the third time. We're getting a little more friendly with the locals now, right? I mean, we got real friendly with the masseuse. We got really friendly with Adele. Even got a little friendly with the little fairy girl. So things are getting interesting. Things are getting really interesting, guys. I wonder how this is going to turn out. Why don't we check some pictures before we go? Ooh, there's a lot of pictures. All right, Ashley, always number one. Whoops. Okay. Many students are skeptical about potion classes, but those who give it a shot usually fall in love with this place, trust me. So it works just as like as with alcohol? Were you ever skeptical about alcohol? Guys, are you sure you know that you're discussing that in your teacher's comments? That's funny. Now, can you? Oh, you can. I didn't know I could do that. Being the best at being me. Honestly, it was the first thing you noticed when looking at this photo. Interesting statistic. 75% of guys won't remember the color of my eyes if they don't look at the photo again. They're definitely blue. I was looking at the whole face, though. I'm really not looking at the boobs. I was looking at her face. Only interesting thing in class is me. At least try not to spit that in my face, Naomi. Miss Spellman, that's just a joke. Come on. Roasting teachers in public account. Epic. Emily, remind me why I chose the library over the fashion show runway? As far as I know, you have time for a second job. Because you look more like a queen from a fairy tale than like a cheap cover girl. Yeah. Oh, she says my best romances are books. Olivia. Look at these two babes. Wow. It's nice to say things like that and feel like a proud mother for a change. Probably two of my most significant accomplishments are Sam and Ashley. I don't know how genes work, but with these two, it seems like nature was generous and just turned all my good qualities to the maximum. I'm gonna make sure you have a lot of things to be proud of, Mom. Remember, we haven't seen much of Ashley, but we've seen a lot of Sam. Audrey, don't mess with me. This summer's discovery, yoga. I feel a peace and harmony I've never experienced before. I never would have thought that body and soul were so strongly connected. Thanks for the advice, Samantha. Become one with your inner spirit. I don't know. Are you afraid of inner demons? You can't even imagine. I'm gonna flirt with the... One of these pictures fills me with harmony. Oh well, maybe those are some other feelings. Got a photo from an underwater camera in the water park. Damn, I look good here, don't I? What an interesting angle. You look lovely here. The colors on the photo are so nice. I'm in love. Miss Spellman, please send me the location of this paradise. I want an underwater photo. Holy crap, that's Miss Spellman. We made it. It's always a bad idea to fall asleep at the party, don't you think so? Such a shame that you left so early. You missed so much. Oh, yeah, Lily. Having fun at the pajama party with girls. Would you join us? It was incredible. Yes. Do you know how cute you look in these panties? I don't know. I think that little cat thing is cute. Oh, she liked that. Ah, she's blushing. That's cool. So what did the other girl have to say? Nothing. She didn't say anything. Sitting and smiling here like I didn't spend the whole restless night revising for the exam. You can ask me, why do I study that hard? The answer is simple. In choosing between what I want now, what I want most, I'd rather prefer the second one. You're such an inspiration, Sam. Samantha Hart. Molly, bought a new blouse and have some doubts. You think it suits me or not? Beauty queen and anything, just like you. I personally think it's better without it, without any other blouse. Dummy. Oh no, she looks like she's doing a Mortal Kombat thing, you know? Haley, one book a day and it's okay. There are so many interesting things and creatures here in the Cordale, but be careful in your adventure. This angel has just scared me to death. What's this place? I didn't know we have something like that in the academy. We should go there. I never thought that marble would ever turn me on. Ashley, always number one. I don't think we buy you a phone for posting photos like that. We need to talk in my office now. Uh-oh. Don, she's a grown woman. It's absolutely okay. Baby, you're gorgeous. Do not fucking say anything. Once William Shakespeare said, I like this place and could willingly waste my time in it. And that's exactly how I feel about my library. I can even call it a second home. Cannot even imagine my life without it. I want to belong here, and I do belong here. Everything is in place. Beautifully said. You inspire me a lot, Miss Earhart. The devil doesn't wear Prada. I'm clearly without anything. Gosh, that's provocative, but so sexy. Yep, there's something devilish in you. Size of your boobs is really impressive. Yeah, I would delete that. Nothing new for me. I always take cappuccino with two extra shots. Tasty and refreshing enough. You should take mochaccino someday. I bet you'll love it. Two shots of brandy is always a good idea. She's gonna say something. substitute teacher of the year. Graham! Now, I'm a frisky little witch, not in my mind only. Ooh, I like that. Miss Earhart, you're looking extremely hot in this outfit. Absolutely agree with Elijah. Looks like the perfect outfit for the role-playing game, if you know what I mean. Whoops. Sorry, guys. It's a little hard to do this. Decision to spend my vacation in the countryside was the best idea ever. Back to nature. Zero inconvenience. So happy that you had a little rest from your work. Oh dear, you fulfilled my dream. I bet you weren't there all alone. All details in the direct. And of course, I send that. Ooh! I feel the need for speed. Yesterday, one dude told me that girls on motorcycles are the hottest. Do you think it's really so, or he just tried to hit on me? Your friend is so right, but desire to hook up with you also makes sense. Look at her. I love her. I love you so much, Audrey. Can my belief that girls on motorcycles are the hottest somehow help me somehow to make a pass at you? We'll see. Ah. And so pleasant to know that I'm always surrounded by the books. Even in our campus, there's a tiny library, which I always find something interesting. My last discovery, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Everyone should read it. I've already read it and can say it's amazing. Do you write a blog only about books or what? Write something nice. You're such a delete. Oh, well. She's blushing. Damn! Today I truly realized that massage can soothe and relax not only your body, but also mine. Only look at this ideal atmosphere for full relaxation and restoration of forces. My masseuse faith was incredible and I can highly recommend her service. It's so nice to see how closely you take care of your health and state of mind. Wow, I need this massage too. Oh, I was there and the quality of the massage is really good. Oh, well, I guess... whatever. She says, I love potions. I've dreamt about being a glorious goddess all my entire life, and look at me now. I'm gonna die from this magnificence. You look gorgeous, Professor. Why is everybody getting dressed up? Are you a miracle from heaven? Seems like you came from the stars. Don't flirt with your teacher. You're really not supposed to flirt with your teacher. Oh. You can look at people's stuff. Okay. Well, that's it. I did an extra little bit on Lustagram so we could see the nice renders and everything and the... just get to know the characters a little better, you know? I've liked Lust Academy. I think it's a really fun game. I think that Bear in the Woods did a great job with it. Definitely enjoying it. Gonna continue playing through it into Season 2. So we are doing Season 2, don't worry. We're gonna do the whole thing. Of course, the end of my story ain't gonna be the end of your story. Especially if you want to play it in sandbox mode, which you can do. Like, you can literally play the game in sandbox mode if you want. So, yeah, give it a try. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned.